the Shore by Alain Robbe-Grillet. Three children are walking along a beach. They walk side by side, holding each other by the hand. They are about the same height and probably the same age, about 12. The one in the center, nevertheless, is slightly shorter than the other two. Except for these three children, the long shore is empty. The band of sand is fairly wide, unbroken, free of scattered rocks and water holes, sloping gently from the steep cliff, which seems unending to the sea. The weather is fine. The sun illuminates the yellow sand with a violent vertical light. There is not a single cloud in the sky, nor is there any wind. The water is blue, calm, without a trace of a swell coming in from the distance, although the beach faces the open sea and the horizon. But at regular intervals, a quick wave, always the same, originating a few yards from the shore, suddenly rises and immediately breaks, always along the same line. The water does not seem to move forward and then rush back. It is rather as if the whole movement occurred in a stationary position. The swelling of the water produces first a shallow trough along the side next to the shore, and the wave roars back slightly, with a rustling noise of gravel rolling. Then it bursts and spreads milkily over the slope of the beach's edge, but only to recover the space which it had lost. At most, a strongest surge rises here and there to moisten for the moment a few extra inches of sand. And all is again motionless. The sea, flat and blue, stationary at precisely the same height on the yellow sand of the beach, on which the three children walk side by side. They are blonde, and almost the same colour as the sand, their skin a little darker, their hair a little lighter. All three are dressed in the same way, short trousers and sleeveless shirts, both of a faded, thick blue cloth. They are walking side by side, holding each other by the hand, in a straight line, parallel to the sea and parallel to the cliff, almost equidistant between the two, yet a little closer to the water. The sun, now at the zenith, throws no shadow at their feet. In front of them, the sand is absolutely unmarked, yellow and smooth from the rock cliff to the water. The children walk forward in a straight line, at a constant pace, without the slightest movement to either side, calmly and holding each other by the hand. Behind them, the sand, barely damp, is marked by three lines of footprints left by their bare feet, three regular series of similar and equally spaced prints, clearly hollowed out and without a seam. The children look straight ahead. They never glance at the high cliff, on their left, or at the sea, with its little waves breaking periodically in the other direction. Nor, even more certainly, do they turn around to look behind them at the space which they have covered. They continue on their way with a rapid and uniform step. In front of them, a flock of seabirds walk briskly along the shore, just at the edges of the waves. They move parallel with the children, in the same direction, about 100 yards farther on. But, as the birds do not move as fast as they, the children gain upon them. And while the sea constantly wipes out the starry tracks of the birds, the children's footsteps remain clearly inscribed in the barely damp sand, in which the three lines of footsteps grow longer and longer. The depth of these footprints is unchanging, a little less than an inch. They are not deformed either by a crumbling of the edges or by an excessively deep impression of the heel or of the toe. They appear as if punched out by machine in an upper and more malleable crust of the beach. Thus, their triple line extends always farther and seems at the same time to grow narrower, to slow down, to blend into a single line which separates the beach into two bands throughout its length and which comes to an end in a tiny mechanical movement far off, occurring as if in a stationary position, the alternate lifting and settling down of 6 bare feet. But as the bare feet move farther along, they gain upon the birds. Not only do they cover the ground rapidly, but the relative distance which separates the two groups diminishes even faster compared with the space already covered. Soon there is only the gap of a few steps between them. But when the children finally seem about to catch up to the birds, there is a flapping of wings as the birds take flight, first one, then two, then 10. And the whole flock, white and grey, describes a curve above the sea as it returns to light upon the sands and begins to walk quickly again, always in the same direction, just at the edge of the waves, about 100 yards farther on. At this distance, the movements of the water are almost imperceptible, except for a sudden change in colour every 10 seconds, at the moment when the dazzling foam shines in the sunlight. Heedless of the footprints that they continue to press so precisely into the bare sand, indifferent to the little waves on their right, to the birds, now flying, now walking, that advance before them, the three blonde children walk along side by side with a rapid and uniform step, holding each other by the hand. Their three sunburned faces, darker than their hair, look alike. They have the same expression, serious, thoughtful, perhaps concerned. Their feathers are also identical, although obviously two of the children are boys and a third a girl. The girl's hair is just a little longer, a little bit more curly, and her limbs appear a shade more slender. But her clothes are exactly the same, short trousers and sleeveless shirt, both of a faded thick blue cloth. The girl is at the far right, next to the sea. At her left walks the boy, who is slightly less tall. The other boy, nearest the cliff, is as tall as the girl. Before them extends the small, unbroken sand, as far as the eye can see. On their left rises the wall of brown rock, almost vertical and seemingly unending. On their right, motionless and blue out to the horizon, is the flat surface of the water, bordered by a sudden hem, which immediately bursts and spreads out in white foam. Then, 10 seconds later, the wave which wells up hollow out again, the same shallow trough, on the side next to the beach, with a rustling noise of gravel rolling. The tiny wave unfurls. The milky foam again climbs up the slope of sand, recovering the few inches of lost space. During the silence that follows, the tolling of a bell, from very far away, reverberates dimly in the quiet air. "There's the bell," said the smallest of the children, the boy who was walking in the middle. But the noise of the gravel, sucked in by the sea, muffles the weak echoes of the bell. Only at the end of the wave cycles can a few sounds, distorted by the distance, be heard again. "It is the first bell," said the tall boy. The tiny wave unfurls on their right. When silence returns, they hear nothing further. The three blonde children still walk at the same regular pace, holding each other by the hand. In front of them, the flock of birds, only a few steps away, is suddenly overcome by a contagious excitement. The birds flap their wings and fly upward. They describe the same curve above the sea and return to light up the sand and begin to walk quickly again, always in the same direction, just at the edge of the waves, about 100 yards farther on. "Maybe it isn't the first," says the small boy. "Maybe we didn't hear the other one before." "We would have heard it the same as this one," the tall boy answers. The children have not in any way changed their pace, and the same footprints behind them continue to appear as they walk forward under the 6 bare feet. "We weren't as near before," says the girl. After a moment, the taller of the two boys, the one next to the cliff, says, "We still aren't near." And all three walk on in silence. They remain silent thus until the bell, just as faint, sounds again in the quiet air. The taller of the boys says then, "There's the bell." The others make no answer. The birds, as the children are about to overtake them, flap their wings and fly upward, first one, then two, then 10. Then the whole flock is again back upon the sand, moving along the shore about 100 yards ahead of the children. The sea continually wipes out the starry tracks left by their feet. The children, on the other hand, who are walking closer to the cliff, side by side, holding each other by the hand, leave behind them deep prints in a triple line which stretches out parallel to the seashore down the long beach. On the right, near the edge of the motionless flat water, and always at the same spot, the same small wave wells up and breaks.